mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number three. Thank you so much for joining us. Wide open phones, toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. The good news is we beat, for now, the New Freedom Initiative in Texas. But it's about to be fully enforced in Illinois. First to get the federal money, first to pass their own laws. Imagine, they're saying, by law, you have no choice, 5 years old to 18, now they're talking about adults even older, forcibly psychologically tested according to guidelines written by the drug companies. Unbelievable. Continuing survey. Nuclear attack chance 70%. UPI. We're going to have some type of nuclear attack. We've now finally got, through a back channel, Larry Silverstein's supposed response to WTC7. I'll be reading that. Lesbian declared psychological parent over the parents. Child taken and given to her. Not even a parent. It's getting crazy, folks. And we'll get into woman commits suicide while testing new antidepressant. I had this yesterday, never got to it. It's from yesterday's stack. Interesting story here. Married men earn more if wives do the chores, study shows. What does that mean? I've got comments on that. I think it boils down to this. Whoever the breadwinner is, somebody better be doing the chores, because if you're busy carrying out the trash, which I do, and putting in light bulbs, which I do, my wife's so busy doing other stuff because she works part-time fighting the New World Order, then all the other important stuff I could do never gets done. Paying bills, all this stuff. And so I think that's what feeds into this in this study. You know, somebody's got to support the person that's making the money. Again, that gets all into the nuclear family and how it's under attack and the rest of it. Just a bunch of other news coming up as well, but right now let's go ahead and go to Troy in Florida. Troy, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing this week?
Good.
Hey, I'd like to make a comment about your student caller there from Texas A&M on how the force of the plane hitting the building collapsed them. That is incorrect. The guy, I think it was one of the designers, I'm not sure. It's either
Yamasaki.
It was an American, then. It's either an American.
Yamasaki and then the Italian director of construction. I forget his name. It'll pop in my head in a second. He's in the film.
Well, this guy that I can't, like I said, it was either in one of two 9/11 films. It was either 9/11 or America Rebuilds. They had a couple of months before the towers came down, they were doing a documentary, and the gentleman came on and said...
No, he's got an Italian name. We have it in the computer.
...that the buildings were made to withstand multiple hits from jumbo jets.
And in multiple fact, large killed, aircraft hits.
He was killed on 9/11.
That's right.
But the documentary where he stated this happened 2 months before the fact.
No, it's in the WTC7 section on PrisonPlanet.com.
Okay. I was going to say, if you had that posted, maybe you could...
I think it's Mariani... Hey, I tell you what, guys, I think it's in the computer, but Scott, just type in Alex Jones, WTC7. Go to my main WTC7 page. It shows a picture of him, Italian name, and just record that again and get that. Can you do that?
He definitely states they were made to take
off. No, I know. We're going to play the clip, sir.
Okay.
Me crazy not being able to remember his name.
I've been telling you that I've been trying to get the American Rebuilds. I got it from the library. It's no longer there. All the libraries in Sarasota, Florida, it's been pulled. So they said they would try to reorder it, but as...
Anybody that's got it needs to make copies of it.
Yeah, I've been trying to look on eBay for a copy. I sure would like a copy. So.
Well, we got the clips of it in my film.
Yeah, and I have them. That's great. I'm glad you added that, Alex. Well, that's all I wanted to say.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with Tim and others, 1-800-259-9231. Wide open phones, whatever you want to talk about.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go straight back into your calls. Now 8 minutes and 25 seconds into this third hour. Tim in Ohio, go ahead, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
I wanted to discuss a little bit of this Morgellons with you, because I've been researching this, especially in its correlation to chemtrails.
But we talked about this an hour ago, so most people didn't hear this, so they have absolutely no idea what we're talking about. Since you brought it up, why don't you tell them what you're talking about?
Morgellons is this strange skin disease that's actually showing up in California, and several pockets of it in Texas, Houston, Dallas, Austin, and Round Rock, to be specific. In William Thomas's book, Chemtrails Confirmed, he talked about three elements within chemtrail samples that he tested, which consisted of carbon black, aluminum, and quartz. Now, what's interesting in the Morgellons, some patients are reporting the presence of granules or black-like speck material associated with their skin. And like I said, my hypothesis is that the Morgellons may be some way related to the chemtrails. It's affecting a lot of people that have immune system problems that have been altered by some things like Lyme disease. And it's having an effect on brain function, of all things. It's very interesting. Now, if I could please give you just two quick websites where you can look at the fibers from both of them. On the Morgellons, www.morgellons.org, there are photographs of these fibers.
Okay, what's next?
And zip over to www.carnicom.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-C-O-M.com. Now, both websites have pictures of these fibers. The Carnicom is from the chemtrails, and, of course, the Margellans is from these fibers that they actually pulled out of the lip of a three-year-old boy. They're in color. Sometimes these are luminous as well as fibrous.
All right, thanks for the call.
And a crazy question, one crazy question, Alex. How can patients that are having physical symptoms be being diagnosed as being delusional? It's crazy.
Oh, I hear you. Listen, again, we're taking a lot of calls today, and so we have time to cover news. I will move to callers quickly. And I don't have a lot of time to comment on this, Morgellons. I did an hour ago. I'll just say I've heard some of the people saying they have this, and they sound like complete lunatics. And by that, and they put them in me, and they're going to get me, and they're watching me right now out of my light bulb, and they're, you know, I mean, I've had these nuts come up to me on the street, and then you've got real people who are in special forces having microchips put in them, but then the media focuses on the lunatics, and then it discredits all the real stuff. I know they told the troops that came back from the Gulf War that, you know, they were mentally ill, the first Gulf War. No, those shots were good for you. No, DU's good for you. And then they would test the blood of the dead troops, their brains. They'd have, you know, 20% brain mass loss. They'd have huge, rot holes in their brains, massive sarin nerve gas, DU in their lungs. So I know they've sprayed things on us. And what they found out of the chemtrails is barium salts and aluminum oxide. You know, that's the main thing. And there are planes spraying. There are planes out there doing this. This really is going on. I mean, 6-7 years ago, I'd never seen a plane fly over, leave a ice crystal trail, a condensation trail, that didn't disappear in minutes. Now they sit there for 4 or 5 hours. In the middle of a hot summer at 4,000, 5,000 feet, these jets are leaving trails right next to another jet that isn't. Something's wrong here. But then there are these people who get real mad at me, and frankly, I don't care. You make real researchers look like kooks. Who will look at any chemtrail or any condensation trail that's, you know, disappearing in seconds and say, look, it's a chemtrail, they're spraying us. That is not the case. And man, there's a lot of people, it's so incredible, engaging in what can only be called white magic. I mean, just total off-the-cuff fruitcake land stuff, you know, with these magic cubes and stuff they're selling. I mean, they're making bukus of money off this. A ball of wax in the shape of a pyramid, you know, with all-seeing eyes on it, and boy, this beams energy up at the chemtrails. Man, you guys need to wake. I mean, just wait till Popular Mechanics gets a hold of that. And I'll say this, too. I mean, it's a lot of these talk show hosts with their magic creams, and this stuff will heal you. And I'm tired of taking flack for it. Now, I've just been quiet about this for years. I'm getting sick and tired of having to go, yeah, well, you bring up real stuff, but what about A, B, C, D, E, F, G? What about all these other people? Hey, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything anybody else says. I want you to check it out. I want you to keep me to a higher standard. Okay? And you need to keep these other people to just as high a standard. Because I don't sell snake oil on my broadcast, folks, and I've been offered a lot of money to do it. I will not do it. And if you don't hear me endorsing a sponsor, chances are I don't endorse it. More often than not. Okay? I talk about videos and books and water filters. Real simple. Your body's 70% water. It's full of poison. I can demonstrate that. That's admitted. Stop drinking it. But, I could go mix some peanut butter together and put some red food coloring in it and call it magic cream from Planet Plucor and charge you $5,000 an ounce for it. I mean, I'd be rolling in buckets of money. I'm not about to do that. Folks, I've been offered masses of money to sell out to the New World Order. And I'll never do it. And I certainly won't sell out into kookdom. It's amazing. You know, the same thing goes for 9/11. I stick to the stuff I can prove. I stick to the areas that where we know what happened. I'm not going to get off into left field on things that are designed to be distractionary issues. And you know what? If people don't like it, they don't have to listen to this show. Sometimes I get sick of doing this radio show. I only do this because I love my family and I love this country and I hate the New World Order. And I hate what they're doing. And frankly, that's why I have the most listened to Patriot Truth talk show in the country. I mean, this broadcast dwarfs all other broadcasts. They're not even in the same league. And you know what? That's very depressing to me. Oh, yes. That's scary to me when I listen to rebroadcasts of this show that I'm the best there is. Boy, you know, that's a problem. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to really get down to brass tacks, I'd like to live out on a farm, have a big farmhouse made out of rock, a big German-style house. I'd like to raise cows and horses and pigs and goats and sheep, and I'd like to have a big old garden. I'd like to oil paint. I'm a good oil painter, folks. I didn't do very many oil paintings, and I was selling them for big bucks out of the gates. I'd like to be oil painting, folks. I'd like to be stomping around barefooted in muddy fields. I just love it. It's like heroin to me. I'm a farmer. That's what I want to do. I don't like doing this. But for all my rudeness and for everything I do, people know in their guts I'm the real deal. And we need more people that are the real deals and not profiteers. There is nothing wrong with making money with real things. And we need money to operate. But I am just about fed up with the snake oil salesman. It is a constant irritant. Do not come up to me in public and try to give me a magic pyramid. I barely could control myself a few weeks ago. A nice fella who'd bought this thing was trying to give it to me. He had some magic amulet hanging around his neck. Hey, don't confuse me with the liberals and don't confuse me with the New Age. He got the wrong show. And I'm not griping the last caller. He brought up real issues and key things. It just gets me thinking about how there are all these crazies out there who'll believe anything. They know the government's lying. Well, just because the government's lying doesn't mean everything else you hear is true. And you got a bunch of parasitic people who are opportunists who play some of you like a fiddle. And I'm sick of it. I don't like con artists. I don't like scammers. I don't like it. Now, I want to defeat the New World Order. I want to back them back into a cage. Man, if 10 people popped up that were better than I am on the radio, guaranteed, folks, you wouldn't hear me on the radio in a year. You think I like working 18 hours a day? You think I just like being totally consumed by this and fighting the globalists? No, I do not like it. I do not like being known. I do not like getting attention. I do not like people telling me how great I am. It disgusts me. Stop it. You don't have to thank me when you call into the show. Okay, I'm just doing my duty. You don't have to grovel to me because you have to grovel to neocons when you call their shows. All right, now I've gone off into left field myself. It's just, I there's so much, our own house needs cleaning, folks. Because sometimes I think the opportunists who aren't feds, who are just opportunists, are more of a damage than the feds who are out there putting out this info on the web. They do actually more damage. The feds you can see right through. You take all these well-meaning, gullible people that will believe anything. I mean, if I hear one more person talk about a magic cube that blows up chemtrails, I'm gonna throw up. I'm going to puke all over you. You know, old ladies who've got cancer, and somebody tells them they got a magic pill that's going to heal them. I'm sick of it. Are vitamins good? Absolutely. Should we take them? Yes. Anybody who's got some silver bullet thing that's going to, you know, heal everything on earth, and it's hundreds of dollars, give me a break. Leave me alone. Bottom line. I've just about been pushed far enough on this. Okay. Now I'm going to settle down. We're going to come back and we're going to get some calls, news. And I'm going to talk to Joseph and Chris and Reggie and everybody else at 800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv. Transmission continues.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Go to your calls. You've been holding patiently. Chris in North Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Okay, I just got one comment. This was a while back when you were talking about the Rothschild. Okay, you said that they had an estimated $147 trillion, what was that again?
No, I think you might have misheard me. The globalist war chest is around $300 trillion total.
Oh, okay.
And a large portion of that is controlled by the Rothschilds. And Dr. Tanya Karajnia, the chief economist in Russia, who also predicted 9/11 a month before, in the Moscow Times, talked about, quote, the Death's Head Group, translated into English, the Order of Skull and Bones, the Order of the Skull. She said the secret society of the Deadhead is going to carry out an attack bigger than Russia, bigger than the U.S., to usher in this worldwide crisis.
Oh, okay.
And she talked about the $300 trillion group.
Oh, so they actually have 300, just this small, you know, this 13th family just control this.
Yeah, tens of trillions is traded every year, every day, just in derivatives, internationally on the stock markets. Yes, it's trillions, sir.
Well, that's amazing. But that's all I got.
Well, I appreciate your call. God bless.
Okay.
I want to thank you for calling. Let's go ahead and talk to Reggie in Michigan. Reggie, go ahead.
Good day, sir. Onward, Christian soldier. You do a fine job. I'll be going to the club this afternoon, and after the basketball game last night, I'll not hear much talk about the subject we discuss of concern, but I'll hear a lot of the I believe type things. And when I hear I believe, I just cut that person off because they have no background, as you've discussed with them. I wish you'd get a picture. I got an old book here from the Grove in the 70s. What I found was most convincing about it was the list of the attendees. Is there a way somebody on the West Coast could get us pictures of this year's attendees at the Grove next month and mixed it in with pictures of the ceremonies going on? I think that would be very powerful.
Well, the approach is not easy. And I am the only person, along with Mike Hansen, who was with me, to ever sneak into the Grove and get video of it. One other photo had been secretly, surreptitiously snuck out from the mid-'80s of the ritual going on. And then now, since we exposed it, they've gone public and released hundreds of photos and just go, yeah, so what? And it's admitted the Bushes go in there. They're admitted members. It's been all over the news. And so, I mean, if you... Again, sir, they will arrest you for trespassing, try to put you in prison. So I'm not going to tell people to sneak in there, but it's a free country.
No. I mean, if there's a list of names of the attendees.
Well, that'd be kind of hard to walk
year.
Up to each person and go, can I take a picture of you, please?
No. I mean, talking about, I see a list from from back in the 70s.
No, I understand, sir. You're talking about photographing the attendees individually.
Yeah, just over the years.
Well, I'd have to announce it over the PA system and then say, well, George Bush Sr., please come down from large redwood by the idol, and I'd like to photograph you.
No, I mean the published list, reprinting published list over the years in the 70s and the 80s, who was there, in the 50s and the 60s, who was there.
Oh, and you mean just getting photos of them outside the Grove and putting them next to it?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a nice thing. Somebody ought to do that. Thanks for the call. Somebody really should do that. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Thank you, Reggie. Chris in Illinois. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. When I get my resentment built up, I just think of, you know, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said our mansions are in heaven. So, you know, when I resent all the work that I have to do, too, like you're doing. But at any rate...
Well, I don't resent it. I mean,
no,
most people have fun doing this. I really overdo it.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, sometimes you get tired of it. I know I do. But at any rate, I was going to ask you, are there any groups forming in Illinois to fight this Freedom Initiative?
A whole bunch of groups are fighting it. I mean, it's wildly unpopular.
Yeah, right. Right. We know a couple of the board members here and so on. And so can I get on the web on your site or what and find out?
Well, yeah. Do you know about search engines?
No, I'm not that great on that.
You're just going to need to get some computer skills and you learn by using.
Uh-huh.
It's like anything else. So I really...
But you think there are plenty on the web right now on these...
Well, there's a whole bunch of... I mean, I've got a... Literally, a 8-page article here with a whole bunch of groups fighting it right in front of me from Online Journal.
From what?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry. From what did you say? Online?
Well, it's on prisonplanet.com.
Oh, okay.
And the headline is Teen Screen Sets Up Shop in Illinois.
Oh, okay. And just one other comment real quickly. Bolton, who, you know, why, and this is not a criticism, I'm just asking, why did the Gun Owners of America, of which I'm a member, endorse him?
I wasn't aware of that, but thanks for the call. I'll try to comment after the break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Of the nice lady's question, Chris from Illinois, who just called. WildestCults.com, headed up by Dr. John Breeding, has got tens of thousands of people to sign a petition and a statement. We do not relinquish our rights over our children. You have no authorization to psychologically test our children. And he's got links to groups in Illinois that are fighting it. And I'm going to be getting him on to talk about it. Also, ablechild.org. But in this huge article out of Online Journal, I mean, 8 pages of tiny print, it gets into a bunch of groups that are fighting it. But it's called Teen Scream, or TMAP, that started in Texas. And Teen Scream customer recruitment scheme is it's nothing more. Well, I mean, here's the article. Teen Screen is an invention of the pharmacological industry and is nothing more than a customer recruitment scheme to help generate high-volume sales of costly psychiatric drugs by infiltrating the nation's public school system that will generate millions of new prescription drug customers. More screen kids means more money for psychiatrists in the pharmacological industry. Vera Hastner, president of the Alliance for Human Research Protection, a parent advocacy group, told the Chicago Tribune. So there's a parent advocacy group right there. I mean, it's just full The British Medical Association is against it. I mean, there's just so many people. It's really Ron Paul. Here's Ron Paul against it. It is important to understand that powerful interests, namely federal bureaucrats and pharmacological lobbies, he's a medical doctor, by the way, are behind the push for mental health screening in schools. The pharmacological industry is eager to sell psychotropic drugs to millions of new customers in American schools, said Representative Ron Paul, Republican of Texas, who happens to be a physician. I mean, folks, this is a great article. It's 8 pages of tiny print, and it's on prisonplanet.com right now. I mean, I cannot read the entire 8 pages. There's so many groups fighting it. Illinois has had polls in the Knight Ridder Chicago Tribune, and 94% are against it. I mean, they just don't care, though. They just say, ah, we're going to do it. And they were talking about forcibly doing it. Now they're saying, okay, parents, you can opt out. Well, we can always opt out. We don't need you to tell us we can opt out. You know, it's a privilege. We will allow you to. And then as soon as you agree to that, then they go, well, see, you have to sign these forms. And you're still going to get a CPS visit now. And a few more articles, and then I'll go back to calls here. Oh, there's so much. It's just crazy. Stack is really huge. Having to arrange the stack here. Nuclear attack chance 70%. UPI and CNN, I got both these. More than 80 arms experts have concluded the risk of attack with a nuclear weapon somewhere in the world is 70% in the next 10 years. I agree. The globalists, 99% chance they're going to do it. Commissioned by the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Richard Lugar, the survey said the most likely scenario would be a terrorist using a homemade device with nuclear materials from the black market. The survey said the most significant risk of an attack was from dirty bombs, where radiation is dispersed by a conventional explosive device. I mean, like DU all over the planet, thousands of tons of it? The experts also said that they expect one or two new countries will acquire nuclear weapons in the next 5 years, within 2 to 5 countries joining the nuclear club during the next 10 years, CNN reported. So-called weapons of mass destruction are designed to kill a large number of people using either nuclear, biological, chemical, or radiological means. All right, here's the Larry Silverstein article. This is from PrisonPlanet.com, the 22nd, today. Building 7 bullet comment, Silverstein responds, at least in a roundabout fashion. For a year and a half since the website first gave traction to the story, the internet and talk radio has buzzed with speculation on what Larry Silverstein meant when he admitted on September 2002 PBS documentary America Rebuilds that he and the New York Fire Department decided to pull WTC-7 on the day of the attack. We have been resolute in pointing out that pull the building means to demolish it. The very same PBS documentary features demolition experts using the same term, pull it, as they discuss controlled demolitions of buildings. Watch the clip here. Click there. And the speculation around the issue has only increased with Silverstein's refusal to explain his comments. Now, for the first time, we can reveal that Silverstein has responded to a question on the subject, but the answer will unfortunately only lead to more conjecture. New York Post article, 911, ad by Looney Tycoon sees government plot, was an attempt to whitewash giant ads taken out in major newspapers by millionaire Jimmy Walters questioning the official story of 9/11. One of those ads highlighted the Building 7 issue and asked Silverstein about the comments he made in the PBS documentary. The journalist who wrote the hit piece, Sam Smith, directly questioned Silverstein. Silverstein told Smith that he meant something else but the Pullet comment, but mysteriously refused to elaborate any further. But Smith, in all his establishment journalistic wisdom, didn't think the comments merited a mention in his article, so it was never published. In a phone conversation with Thought Crime News editor Simon Aronowitz, Smith said that he didn't feel that the comment was strictly related to the scope of his article. No, it's just about how Walters is running ads talking about how they destroyed it. And so that's not in the scope, having Silverstein respond. Okay. This is a Murdoch-owned newspaper. One has to wonder whether the word came down from higher offices, not to mention the bullet issue, because of its sensitivity. We found the clip in the computer of the head of engineering for WTC Complex, and for some reason we can't find the actual caption on my site. We just have it in the computer, and I hate playing this from another PBS documentary without even knowing his name. It's pretty easy to find. I don't know why we can't find it today. It's just Murphy's Law, but do you have that clip? The clip we had earlier lined up with the chief engineer saying that it was designed to take large aircraft. Ready to roll that? Okay, here it is.
The building was designed to have a fully loaded 707 crash into it. That was the largest plane at the time. I believe that the building probably could sustain multiple impacts of jetliners because this structure is like the mosquito netting on your screen door, this intense grid, and the jet plane is just a pencil puncturing that screen netting. It really does nothing to the screen netting.
All right. Now, I just remembered myself, that's why I sounded very frustrated. I can't remember something that just drives me up the wall. It's Frank DeMartini. So type in Alex Jones, WTC7, Frank DeMartini into a search engine, and it'll probably take you to 10 different links on my website where you can actually see the video. Well, that's the audio from the video, so thanks for finding that, guys. Frank DeMartini. I said DeMartini earlier, but I wasn't sure. And then it's Frank DeMartini. It's all in my film. It's all in martial law. But it continues here with the article. You can go to personplanet.com and read the rest of it. But Ranowitz, who's given us a lot of good info in the past, directly talked to this reporter, doing a lot of good journalistic research out there on a whole host of important issues. We're going to go ahead and go back to your calls now. Who is up next here? All right. Brian, Indiana. Brian, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Hello.
I was just wondering, I'm getting ready to hand out more of your DVDs and make copies. And the biggest problem I have with people, a lot of people understand the main concepts of the hidden agendas of the shadow government, but a lot of problems they have with is the actual articles. They're saying, well, if you're using these articles that you say are lying, but you're still using them to support your argument, I try to explain to them that, well, you have to look for the retractions and the bait and switch and things like that, but they I just can't get it through to them. What do you think I could explain to them that would help?
Well, I mean, these are the number one questions. If this is true, why aren't you dead? You say the mainstream media is controlled, but you source it and use it. You know, these are the classic questions I get over and over again. It's as if I'm in hell having to respond to the same question over and over again. But it's really common sense, but it's a complex, you could offer, you know, a whole college course on this. Okay, in fact they do, on media. There's different types of media, okay? Let's say there's an article where they come out in Missouri on a TV station and say, isn't it great to thumb scan to buy food? These stores are putting them in, oh, it's so wonderful. Well, I go, oh, look, they're putting this stuff in. It's not a good idea. Here's why. And then I use a document that the reporter wasn't aware of or didn't choose to talk about. And so there you have a reporter who isn't some evil agent. They're just some local person doing a story about some new interesting technology. So that those biometric systems are going in. So, there's different types of media. There's just good. The lion's share of reporters are good reporters, but their story is regionalized or localized. It never gets outside the city. It never gets outside the region. It's compartmentalized. You know, they'll have a report about police shoot young man in back, and then you never hear about it nationally. Or nuclear spill, never hear about it nationally because it gets hushed up. A local reporter will report that. And then talk radio, alternative media, picks it up, and we magnify it nationally. That's really what we do, is try to break the monopoly of the gatekeepers. So you got those type. Here's an example. Remember the poor black man that got drugged to death 4 or 5 years ago in Jasper, Texas?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, on the next year anniversary, 5 black guys grabbed a white homeless man who they didn't even know from prison. Now, there'd been a prison rivalry with the other guys, and drug him to death.
And that was never talked about.
Well, it was in the Associated Press, but never hit the nightly news. Mm-hmm. Most of your AP reporters are great people. Most of your Reuters, I've had Reuters folks say, Alex, The article I did was going to go up, and it got nixed from England. Yeah, they get, no, you're not, no, that's not coming out. So then you have thousands of reporters who are CIA or who are on Department of Agriculture, Department of Labor payrolls, the Armstrong-Williams types. You can always tell when it's their agenda. I just think the war's just super, you know. And you know, oh, Iraq's really got aluminum tubes, you know. They're going to get us. You've got outright lies, and those are put out by a handful of people out of the tens of thousands of reporters, but they get on the nightly news. They get pushed, you know, big time. And then most of the other talk show hosts and reporters, their editors tell them, oh, that's what the big guys do. They're the experts. Let's regurgitate what they do, and that's how you move up. Well, really, that's how you don't get noticed and don't move up. So there's a bunch of different types of media. There's spin. There's lies. There's just factual reporting. I learn more from government bills and from industry press releases where they only communicate with each other, but those press releases are on their websites, than you'll ever learn in the newspaper. Where they're openly bragging, yes, everyone will have chips in their products. We'll control them and sell their data. Ha, ha, ha. And then they will submit to us. You know, you can go to the minutes of, you know, last year in Chicago, the big RFID conference. So what they do is Mayor Willie Brown wasn't part of 9/11. He just got a call from Rice. So he goes, tells the press that day, it's horrible. I was warned last night not to fly. And then suddenly he won't comment on it. You know, the Joint Chiefs, they were told, yes, we were told not to fly. MSNBC, and then they shut up. Or you know, we go to the Pentagon, and they have to post their orders, and it says they ordered, you know, that the generals couldn't shoot planes down anymore. That's a Pentagon order. Or Barbara Bush slips up in her autobiography, Reflections, and she goes, my son, Marvin, such courage. He was running security at the World Trade Center. His last day of work was 9/11. And he had so much courage, and then a couple big newspapers go pick it up and find out that, yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. He was running. See how that works, sir?
Yeah.
See how that works?
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I think a lot of the time people just want to, you know, we're trying to do a good job here, contrary to the mainstream media, and a lot of people just want to pick away at everything.
I got to go quick here, because I got to get to this martial law in a major city, and I got to dig in the stack and find it. I should have led with that today, but there's just so much. Let's move quickly here. Let's talk to Bill. Bill, where are you calling from?
Oh, this is James.
Okay, hello? James, wherever you're calling from, go ahead.
Okay, this is just a quick comment. It's just a redundant thing, and I hate to waste your time with this, but that guy that called from A&M, he just needs to know. I hope he's still listening. There's three major points of evidence.
Stop talking right into your telephone.
Okay, there's three major points of evidence that indicate that the buildings were detonated, and you've mentioned this many times, and that's the pictures of the plumes popping out the side of the buildings, the fact that the building fell faster than gravity. I mean, there's just, and also the fact that the concrete was pulverized to a crystalline form. There's no way that a natural pancake collapse would do that.
Absolutely. I appreciate the call, and I've got my call list all screwed up. Who's up next? We'll try for Leo in Texas. Leo, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering if you had any information on the 1967 collapse of the McCormick Place Exhibition Center in Chicago.
No, I'm not aware of it. No modern steel building has ever collapsed from fire, and that's publicly admitted. So I'd have to see specifics of what you're talking about.
Well, I'm referring to actually a building inspector. I sent him the recent article from the professor at A&M, and he referred me to this article from the International Association of Electrical Inspectors, and in this report they say...
Well, you said, now, was this even a modern building? What was this building?
Well, what it says in this report, it says the FEMA report further states that until the attack at the WTC, no protected steel frame buildings have been known to collapse as a result of fire. The key word is protected. In Chicago, Illinois, the McCormick Place Exhibition Center collapsed as a result of a fire in 1967, and this structure, the steel frame of the building, was unprotected. The reference to McCormick Place is significant because it illustrates the fact that steel frame buildings can collapse as a result of exposure to fire.
Okay, and that's why the Madrid building collapsed, burning for a day and a half, 100-foot wide flames?
Well, I can't find any information on this. I did find one
picture. So what is Larry Silverstein talking about when he says they pulled it? An exhibition center is normally three stories, so I'm not getting what you're saying. You'll have to call me back tomorrow because I've got to cover this martial law story. Take a few more calls. Curtis, where are you calling us from? You don't know, huh? All right. Well, we're done with calls. We're done with calls. That's it. Just can't seem to get it in order here, so we just won't do it. When we come back, I will hit on a few final news stories that are very important, dig through the stack, stuff I've missed, and talk about this this martial law article that's bone-chilling. And we'll end this transmission. And if you want to call back in about that tomorrow, sir, you want to email me at tips@infowars.com, specifically whatever FEMA report. You know, FEMA's given three different reasons Building 7 collapsed now. They never said they were wrong about the other reason. A modern steel building has never collapsed from fire. That's the official admissions. So you can talk about some exhibition center because some report says that. I want to see it.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Again, folks, I just get frustrated because a caller earlier brought up really good points about mainstream media, and I could talk for an hour about that and, you know, the different ways to decipher it. And then I just loaded phones and just no time to go to people. It's frustrating. But because I want to cover these stories. This is out of the Associated Press. Richmond debates whether to declare a state of emergency. Associated Press, stunned by a spat of unsolved slayings, the city debated into the morning Wednesday about whether to declare a state of emergency, a move that would lead to additional police patrols and surveillance cameras in troubled neighborhoods. And they're basically saying in suspension of rights, Richmond's Public Safety Committee voted Monday to recommend that the 9-member city council declare a state of emergency in 9 neighborhoods. The council heard from scores of residents Tuesday night at the meeting that drew hundreds of people. The council hadn't voted on the proposal as of early Wednesday morning. Mayor Irma Anderson supported increased funding for police and more help from state, county, and federal law enforcement to help stem the violence, but was opposed to the measure. Quote, a local declaration of emergency is used when you want to bring in the National Guard, impose curfews, and suspend constitutional rights and due process procedures. She said, I do not believe that any of these actions would resolve the crisis we currently face. And it goes on to say that is what they're proposing. Richmond has had reported 17 killings in the city this year. By the way, national crime is way down compared to 36 slayings in 2004. So right now, as of half the year, they're on track to have less killings. And it's gang warfare. That's what these gangs are doing. 8 people have been killed in Richmond in the past 2 weeks, so now it's accelerated. It's a gang war. So did they declare martial law because Capone was killing people in Chicago? Police say some of the violence this year has been caused by increased gang rivalry, see, and errant gunfire. This madness has got to end, said Reverend Andre Schumacher, who works at the North Richmond Missionary Baptist Church. You've got to understand, innocent people are being killed. We've tired of this carnage. Well, then have the government stop shipping in the narcotics and stop letting your children watch gangster rap and stop letting your people turn into this. And they're talking about checkpoints, searching people, no freedoms, you know, searching homes without warrants. Anderson also pointed out that crime has fallen 6.7% since last fall, and non-fatal shootings are down over the past decade. The mayor is right. But there is the perception that things are worse thanks to television. Now, folks, they have a state of emergency in New Orleans. They were federalized 2 years ago, 4 years ago in Detroit. And it's bad, folks. It's really bad. Guantanamo contracts with Halliburton made during Cheney's tenure spawned secret detention camps worldwide. That was set up before he even got elected, folks. This is out of control. Pastors face 8 years in jail charged with leading unregistered churches. WorldNet Daily, an Uzbekistan pastor facing up to 8 years in prison, our government's buddy, for leading an unregistered church, is asking for prayers for fellow Christians in the West. Notice our government took over the Indianapolis Baptist Temple. They're trying to arrest unregistered churches. Where's the freedom? You see what we're talking about here? Just God bless you all. We're facing tyranny, but people are waking up, and that's the good news. And just God bless all of you that love freedom and love decency and are fighting. I know all of this is scary and frustrating, but we got to stand together. We got to keep moving forward. We're having an effect, thanks to God, guiding us and leading us and directing us. I'll see you next Monday, last showing of martial law at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar at 8 p.m. Get your tickets now online at Infowars.com or there at Alamo Draft House early before it sells out. Or call toll-free to get the new film. It's my best work. Please get it. I want to thank those that have gotten it. 1-888-253-3139. Best anti-New World Order video out there. That's what the critics are saying. 888-253-3139. Or get your copies now. Big discounts at Infowars.com. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a 15 Sunday membership and monthly and yearly subscriptions at PrisonPlanet.tv and watch it all right now. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.